Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Ooh, welcome to Monday.
Oh, what's wrong, Ellie? What is wrong?
I just feel like I didn't have my best show today. And it's probably not the right thing to say at the start of the podcast because you may be like, oh, well, there's no point in listening to
No, why don't we let people listen to the end and then they can judge at the end. So it's well worth listening to see whether Ellie did have her best show or not.
Yeah, look, it's not that the content's bad. It's not that there's no gags because there is.
Heaps.
There's heaps of good gags. But there's just also a couple of moments where my brain stops and you can hear my brain stop.
Just put it down to a casual dose of Monday-itis, Ellie. No big deal. We all get it.
I had a big day skiing yesterday.
There you go.
A bit weary, coming down with a cold. Can I blame it on all of that?
Yeah, Monday, it's raining outside. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm drunk as well. Does that mean anything?
No.
No?
It's a standard Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I know.
Just don't worry. We don't get paid for this or anything, so who cares?
Yeah, no, good point. Good point. Well, we do get paid. We just don't get paid much.
I mean, it's not like it's your job or anything.
Yeah. It's not like I'm trying to build a career.
I mean, people will listen and be like, at the end of it, they'll be like, Josiah sounded way worse. And you were saying you had the issues?
Yeah, meanwhile, just I was like, I just had the best show of my life. It's so great. All right, well, you be the judge. Enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow if we still have jobs.
This is. Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This has got to be one of my favourite stories from the end of the weekend, or it was on Friday. A South Australian MP has been caught playing solitaire in the middle of a parliamentary meeting.
It is the best thing you'll ever see.
His name is MP John G, Mr. G.
Mr. G.
Sounds like the character
of Mr. G's room, G's room, G's room. Welcome to Mr. G's room.
Didn't know there was an MP called Mr. G.
Yeah, of course.
He's a Labor MP, and in the middle of Parliament, he was caught. Someone filmed him. Who's got a camera during Parliament?
Well, I think it's just like cameras are always filming in Parliament to try and catch what's going on, like the important stuff about how to run the country. And this has just happened to be placed behind his computer.
If you're going to play solitaire in Parliament, first of all, legend, great game.
Yeah.
Second of all, don't get caught.
Exactly.
Thirdly, if the news reporters come up to you and approach you after Parliament as to why it's happened, have a listen to his excuses as to what he had to say.
John, were you playing solitaire in that hearing?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, look, it just popped up on my screen.
The hearing was probably funny.
I love that he owned it.
It just popped up on my screen.
He goes, will you play it? Yes.
Yeah.
Why? It popped up. No, it didn't, mate. We saw you click it.
And also, even if it did just pop up, still, just minimise, bro. That's what the minimise tab's there for.
No, he was clearly playing it, though. That's the thing. Because no matter what you were doing, rain, hail, shine, no matter what your job is, we all know that solitaire, I know I just spoke about Fortnite earlier, solitaire is the greatest computer game of all time.
I mean, if you live in the 90s, then yes, great. Even, do you know what? I'll give you the noughties as well. Not now.
Well, why not though?
Because there's so many other games you could play. Even my dad, who's 65 years old, he plays Candy Crush now.
Yeah.
You know, he's moved on.
Of course he does. I feel like, you know what? Candy Crush is the modern day solitaire.
Yeah.
Because my mum was addicted to solitaire. She's now a Candy Crush expert as well.
No one plays solitaire anymore.
Well, I'd be proud to say that I'd happy to still jump on once in every while and play solitaire.
You still play solitaire? Is there even a solitaire app on your phone?
There is, yeah, you can get it. It's very modernised, but you can still play it on our work computers.
Can you?
I was playing it last week in our office.
Oh, see, do you know what I was doing last week? Working in our office.
Yeah, well, I'm like this NP. We do the work when we have to. When we're not, solitaire is rain, hail, or shine, we're on.
I don't reckon there's anyone under the age of 50 who still plays solitaire.
Oh, you reckon
apart
I'm alone.
Apart from you, apparently. If you're over the age of 50, give us a call too. You guys can make plans to hang out at the Senior Citizens Centre.
Well, back me up. We can all play solitaire together. If you're under the age of 50, there's got to be someone else backing me up out there as well.
Solitaire's a solo game. You can't play it with someone else.
It's like, yeah, but we can watch each other. 13, 12, 16. Look at the phones are lining up. There are people backing me up. We're going to take your calls next.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah, Aiden from Vanilla's given us a call. Aiden, do you play solitaire?
Yeah, I'm 21 and I play solitaire daily.
21?
Mate, you and I need to hang out. What do you do for work, or is it when you get home from work?
Whether I'm sitting in the truck or when I get home over the afternoon, I play a bit of solitaire.
But Aiden, you've grown up in the golden age of technology where there's literally any game you could want at your fingertips. Why would you still choose solitaire?
Oh, it's something in 95 when there was nothing else other than pinball, like pinball there.
Pinball? I'll take pinball over solitaire any day. Pinball was great.
Yeah, but I don't have pinball on my phone. It's sort of easy.
And
yeah.
Aiden, it's like Snake 2. Solitaire is just one of those games that'll be around forever, won't it?
That's it. Classic.
Have you tried out Candy Crush and Fortnite and all these new games that the kids are talking about these days?
Yeah, I think I'm just too old school for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the same as you, Aiden. The other thing is with solitaire, you still feel like you have a life. Like I go around, I play footy, I do all these things. You're not classified as like a gaming nerd. We're like more of a sophisticated type.
Yeah, does that just make you an older kind of nerd?
Yeah, that's true.
Both of us, mate.
Do you ever play with a deck of cards or is it just online?
Oh, no, I've never been that. No.
Never been that nerdy.
We should find some sort of solitaire championships, world games that still exist. Aiden and enter together. How does that sound, mate?
Oh, look, I never said I was good at it. I just play it.
It's even worse. You're a nerd, an old nerdy bad solitaire player.
Oh, God.
Oh, Aiden, you're a legend. Thanks so much for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Kayla from Shep. Kayla, do you still play solitaire?
Yes, I've played it since I was 5 years old. I'm 28 and I still play it.
Good girl. Well, I'm 29, so I'm feeling very loved this morning because we've got a 20.
Every day.
Yeah, like when I'm bored, it's on the phone. I'm on solitaire. If I'm bored at home, I jump on the computer to play solitaire. It's solitaire.
Do you have like, are you playing against yourself? Is there a certain time that you complete it in or something? How do you win?
You just complete it. Another one.
Yeah, once you complete the deck of cards. Ellie, you sound like you've never played before.
I know how to play, but like I'm just wondering, like every day if you're playing, are you like trying to finish it in 2 minutes or trying to finish in 6 minutes, you know? Like is there a time limit that you're trying to beat PB?
Not really, just passing the time by.
Yeah, all right, Kayla. Fair enough.
Kayla, how satisfying is it when you do end up finishing your deck of cards?
It is cool.
Does it do thing where it goes like all the deck of cards shuffle across the screen?
Yeah.
That is satisfying. I'll give you that. Wow.
Yeah, well, with technology, it has gotten better. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use, like, a deck of cards anymore.
Okay.
That the deck of cards would end up going straight across the lounge room. So
yeah, true.
If you didn't win.
Fascinating stuff. All right, thanks for your call, Kayla.
No worries.
All right, there you go. I was wrong. People under 50 do play solitaire.
Well, three do anyway.
I'll let you have that.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Guys, it is time for Meet Me in the Riddle. I throw out a riddle. You guys need to answer on 13, 12, 16. The best of three wins a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep.
Yeah, they do. It's a tough one this morning. I've been racking my brains.
It's the shortest riddle I've ever done. Say my name and I disappear. That's as simple as it is. Say my name and I disappear. Cam from Echuca, he's on the phone. Morning, mate. Cameron.
Hello, Cameron. Are you there? Can you hear me, Cameron? Boom, 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 Cameron.
Cool.
Hey, hey.
There he is.
Hey, buddy.
I can hear myself in the background. Hey, Cameron, say my name and I disappear. What do you think the answer is?
Teeth. Yep.
It isn't, unfortunately, mate, but hold the line because you're the only caller on hold going through your head.
Is it something like quiet? Quiet.
You're on the right track.
I was thinking silence as well.
Cam, you're bang on the money. Well done, mate.
Makes sense.
There you go. Say my name, I disappear. Silence. Cameron, he came through with the goods after all. 13, 12, 16.
I wish the answer was the Josiah. Best.
Oh, Josiah and silence go hand in hand, don't they? All right, here we go, guys. Number two.
Yep.
If you drop me, I'm sure to crack. But give me a smile and I'll always smile back.
An egg.
Incorrect, Ellie. Any ideas at all, Cam? Drop me, I'm sure to crack, but give me a smile, I'll always smile back. It's actually very easy if you think about it.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I got it.
Give it to me, Ellie.
Is it a mirror?
It definitely is.
Cameron, I don't want to be showing you up this morning, but I kind of am.
Well, because there's no other callers on hold, Cam, Ellie's playing on behalf of you, so you've got two from two this morning, mate.
All right, give us number three.
Lucky
see if
last,
I can get
guys.
A clean sweep.
Let's see if Cam can actually get this one. You've heard me before, yet you hear me again. Then I die till you call me again.
This heard is me before.
Very logic as well, this one. Logical.
So can you repeat it, please? Because I've got something on the tip of my tongue.
You've heard me before, yet you hear me again. Then I die till you call me again.
Would it be an echo?
Oh, camera, well done. Those tickets are all yours.
Oh, I was going to say name.
You know what, Cam? You've definitely earned those two this morning. Well done.
Cheers, mate.
No worries at all.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, I've got a big decision to make today. It's huge. I have to choose between my boyfriend and potentially having an achievement that I've only had very few times in my life.
Okay, you have my attention.
Okay. Today... Borelli's Ball Handlers, my netball team at Major League Netball, are playing in the grand final.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Thank you. It's tonight, 7:30 p.m, Major League Sports Centre. Get down.
I was
going
to say, do you want us to come down and support your grand final?
Yes, I want you to wear colours.
Go, Ellie!
We wear black, so you could dress out in your black.
Goal attack!
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of an all-rounder.
I don't really.
No, I'm never centre. The guy who plays centres are all good. I just fill in where needed. I was a fill-in to begin with in this team. Anyway.
I was goal attack, fun fact. Anyway.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, really good as well.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind. So tonight, yep, the culmination of the season. And the grand final takes place at 7:30. Unfortunately, tonight, my boyfriend Gav also needs to be dropped at the airport.
What time?
Are you seeing the problem that I'm having here?
Is there a crossover?
His flight leaves at 10 p.m.
So you'd have to drop him by 9, which means you'd have to leave, safe to say, at 7.
Yeah.
Your game starts at 7:30?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you wanting to do?
I don't know, and that's why I need your help this morning, Goulburn Valley. 13, 12, 16. Do I choose between the glory or potential glory, or do I choose between the love of my life?
That's a huge miscommunication between you and him.
Well, he booked it before we made the grand final. We didn't know we were going to be in the grandie.
Doesn't matter. You always, always book around just in case if you have a small shot.
Yeah.
Even a slight shot, you always wait and never book accordingly until you know for sure.
Well, now I know how Trent Cotchin felt the other day because his baby was due on the same day as he had an AFL game. You know, same deal. How do you make the choice between the glory and the love?
I'm sorry, a baby is very different to dropping your boyfriend of a year to the airport. I am very, very much team sport here. You can't let your teammates down.
I got to play in the grandie.
You have to play the grand final, Ellie. That's a no-brainer.
What if I play like the first half and then I run and...
No. You can't. You got to be there for when your team wins the trophy and lifts it.
Imagine holding that cap above my head.
The fact that you have to ditch your team to take him to the airport or even thinking about it after, you should be on the Terps. I hope you come on air tomorrow and do an all-nighter. You should be at the deck until 5 a.m. this morning, roll straight to work tomorrow and do the show. Forget Gav. How else can he get to the airport? Any other ways?
I've just looked at the train timetable. He's going to have to get a train from here at 5 p.m.
Beautiful.
No, it's so mean.
Works perfectly. Kiss him goodbye and lift the trophy.
Oh, God, it would be sweet. I've only won, I think, one premiership in my time.
There you go.
This could be the second one. But what about the boyfriend? Oh, God, it's too hard.
What does he say?
He says to play the grandie.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, I know, but I feel bad. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. Give us your thoughts this morning. Let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, do I take love or do I take the glory?
You have to go to your netball grand final,
Thank you.
Ellie.
Oh, no. What if I lose my boyfriend over these guys? You could be ending my relationship right here, right now.
It's okay because you've got a bright future playing netball, obviously.
It's true. I could wear my medal to the deck and I'd pick up.
My team hasn't had one in like 7 years.
Oh, did you have a similar thing? Like, did you have to make a life-altering decision when you played your grand final? Or
No. I did play, but we lost our best player and we've never got into the grand final again. So it could be the end for you. This could be the last chance.
Come on, Ellie.
You know what? I might not even get drafted to the team again next year because I'm just a fill-in. I'm a professional fill-in for the Borelli's Ball Handlers. So I don't know. Oh, God, it's a tough decision. All right, Anna, thanks for weighing in. I'll give it some thought.
Okay, thanks.
All right, it's tough.
You should put the call into Gav on air to tell him the news. He's got to get there himself.
I'll drop him at the train station, no worries. Just a Shep train station.
Very generous.
No problem with that.
This This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Tonight, the finale of Australian Ninja Warrior, the grand final, takes place, and joining us is the host, Rebecca Madden. Morning, Beck.
Ellie, Josiah, great to be with you this morning. Very excited about tonight, that's for sure.
Big day huge. For you, my friend. Now, we have been told we're guaranteed a winner. What's the deal with it tonight?
Yeah, we are guaranteed a winner. So we will be awarding Furthest Fastest. We'll get $100,000. If they get up Mount Midoriyama, it triples to $300,000 because it's jackpotted from seasons one on two. So we can't wait. There's 11 finalists that made it through Grand Final Part 1 last night. So the Grand Final 2 is essentially sort of in three stages, if you like, Mount Midoriyama being the last. So you'll see two. You reckon the course has been hard to date? Well, strap yourselves in because this course, the Grand Final course, Part 2, is extraordinary, but it's brilliant to watch.
So we're going to see someone win 100K tonight. That's unbelievable. Yep. What do you think the chances are, Beck, of someone getting to the top of Mount Midoriyama? You feeling confident?
Well, just keep in mind that it took seven seasons for someone to do this in America on American Ninja Warrior. Just keep that in the back of your mind. So, yeah, I know, but I don't reckon we've got seven seasons, and I can't wait seven seasons. So I'm really, everything is crossed for tonight. But look, going on last night, you've got to say there's a couple of guys. Well, in saying that, everybody I reckon who made it through last night is a chance. Mm. But there's a couple of standout performances from last night, and that being Ashlyn Herbert because they're so quick, and that being Charlie Robbins because he's so quick as well. So they're the ones to watch tonight. But as I said, I reckon any of those top 11 that made it through from last night could win it because they are all supreme athletes and they want it really, really bad.
Yeah, it's the cream of the crop of Australia's strongest people, that's for sure. I was watching the semi-finals and that course was so long. You think they finished it and then they turn a corner and there's pretty much a whole second course. How does the grand final course compare to that? Is it bigger than that?
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's broken into two sections or three. Leave Mount Midoriyama out of it.
Right.
So the first section of the grand final course tonight is under the clock like it was last night. It's a whole new obstacles we've never seen before. But the first section is out of under the clock, so you have to do it in a time limit. So that makes it, you know, really tense. The next section of the course, which are the obstacles, are, well, I mean, they're doable, but I think that, I mean, for me, they're impossible. But that is done without the clock because they're so difficult. So they can take as much time as required. So tonight's really, really interesting on many, many levels.
Have you ever attempted the course, Beck? Have you given it a little crack?
I would love to say yes and I smashed and it was fantastic, but I am a very smart woman and the answer is no, because I don't want two broken legs.
Yeah.
I have to continue hosting the show with two plaster casts on my legs. So the answer is no, but I mean, I've dreamt about it. I've laid in bed and dreamt about it. So I don't know, maybe one year I'll give it a go when no one's there or something, maybe after the whole thing's finished and before they pack down.
I'd pay to see that, Beck.
Yeah, surely you've got the keys to the place. You can just sneak in at like 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Well, I hope you don't pay a lot because I reckon it would last about 2 seconds, so you can get your money's worth, that's for sure.
Just back to Mount Midoriyama, Ellie and I actually came and watched the semi-finals being filmed. Mount Midoriyama was sitting there just on the side waiting for grand finals, which we didn't get to see. It is so big in real life. People just don't quite get it, do they, when you see it on TV, how crazy this is?
Not really. And keep in mind, for the person or people that get to Mount Midoriyama, you know, they've done, I don't know what it's equivalent to, like a marathon beforehand. And then we go, oh, by the way, there's a 22-metre vertical climb up a rope to do. However, I sort of feel that if you've done all of those obstacles, I don't know. I have absolutely, like, this is, I'm no authority on this, but I reckon if you've done all those other obstacles and you've got Mount Midoriyama, I don't think you're going to muck it up at that point.
Yeah,
that's
what's
just
one
my
more?
Gut feeling.
It's like,
you know,
you get
what I mean?
To the,
like, what's one more?
Yeah, yeah. You get to the bottom of a large hot chips and there's a couple left and you're like, oh, I'm so full, I can't finish it.
Oh,
but what's one
do.
More chip? Yeah. You know, it's very similar,
exactly.
I reckon.
What's one more?
Exactly. All right.
That's
well,
a very bizarre analogy considering it's a sporting event. We're talking about chips and these people have not probably never eaten
yes,
in their life.
Beck,
exactly.
We work across the road from Macca's, so you can explain why we have it on our mind.
Yeah.
So.
No, I couldn't do that. Every day I'd be like, oh, just a little chip. chicken cheeseburger.
I know, right? To be fair, though, there's two lanes of traffic in between us and Macca's, so it's a real obstacle course dodging the cars. That's how we justify it, right?
That is. That's a tough course, that
Thank you. I agree. You heard it from Beck Madden herself. All right, we're very much looking forward to the grand final tonight. It is happening on Channel 9, Australian Ninja Warrior. Rebecca Madden, thanks so much for joining us.
7:30 tonight. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
See you back.
Heat Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Hey, I want to talk about love between other people, not between Benny and Maddie. It's between two people. Eleni Gluftus. I practiced this off air.
Go for it.
Eleni Gluftus.
Yep.
Gluftus and Dylan T. Now, you may not recognise these names as they roll off my tongue as easily as they just did. But they're both umpires in the AFL. They both officiated in the match between Carlton and Adelaide over the weekend.
Did they rig it so Carlton won? Because they shouldn't have won that game.
Well, funnily enough, they're both South Australians, so you'd think if they were going to rig it, they'd rig
it.
The other way. Anyway, at the end of the match, most people had left the stadium, apart from a few people still steaming on in the corporate boxes. Anyway, Dylan leads Eleni out onto the oval, right in the middle of the oval, and this is what went down.
It makes sense to have a look at the centre, and then he said, I'm just going to say something to you, and I thought, this is a bit odd, and then, you know, down on one knee, and here we are.
He proposed!
Wait, were they together?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
They've been together for 10 years. They met in umpiring school.
Nerds.
No, adorable.
Nerds.
Eleni is a big deal. She's the first ever female field umpire. She made news a couple of years ago. When
Nerd. Wait, I didn't realise they were together.
Together. He's not just like, seen her across the other side of the oval like that. Well, get me a bit of that song.
It's like when a girl,
put a ring
first
on
day of work, you just go, hey, you seem nice. Want to marry me?
Nah, Dylan had planned it out a little bit more. But you know what's really cute is he had his little sweatband on and he hid the ring inside the sweatband.
So this is after the game. So they umpired a full game, then he decides to propose afterwards.
I know. Lucky it wasn't the Gold Coast Essendon game because there were quite a few controversial umpiring decisions in that. Imagine if that had been the case.
I'm sorry, but if you did a radio show, right, with me, or say I'm your boyfriend, Gav. We did a show together and we were together at the same time. Wouldn't you want me to propose, like, I don't know, away from work? Like, that's essentially him proposing on the field and where they umpire and throw the ball down, whatever they do, is like me proposing on air to you if we were together, if you would want that.
Yeah, of course I would. I think it's cute because, you know me, I like proposals to be tailored to the person, you know? Like, I want a flash mob because I love flash mobs.
So if Gav, what does Gav do for work again?
A project manager.
So if he took you on one of his sites and dropped on a knee and said, marry me, would you say yes?
No, because it's not tailored to me. If he came in the studio and did it on air, yeah, maybe.
You would say yes.
Yeah. I couldn't be able to speak because I'd be too emotional. But yeah, I think it's nice. But you know what? My work isn't pertinent to our relationship. Whereas for Eleni and Dylan, it was. They met on the job. Now they're in love. You know, like their careers have progressed together.
But that's like two school teachers meeting at school or two police officers and then deciding to do it in the classroom.
Adorable.
No, that is horrific.
Love it. It's where it all began.
No, get it away. Keep it away.
Stop it.
Love and work are two different things.
No,
keep
because
them separate.
If your love began at work, take it back to where it all began. It's have you seen the US version of The Office?
No, I've seen some episodes.
Michael does this beautiful proposal where he takes her like to the water cooler and is like, this is where I used to watch you. This is where I fell in love with you. And then
I don't know. When I saw him, that footage of him proposing in the middle of the field, cringe. Times a thousand.
Hey, 13, 12, 16. Have you been proposed to at work? Or do you know of someone who had a work proposal on the job? Was it like a beautiful story behind it? We want to hear it. Do you know of someone who's had a work proposal, bud?
Yeah, I actually had two friends at work who were in a relationship, and one of them started a little later than the other. And before she got to work, he'd actually come in really early and set up this elaborate thing that would be triggered by her opening the door. Different things connected and like knocked each other over until like a balloon rose from the ground holding the ring in front of her and in front of all of us seeing it as well.
Whoa, a lot of effort. What do you guys do for work?
That is incredible. I love that. You say a lot of effort. You need to go to a lot of effort, Josiah, when you're proposing.
You go to a lot of effort like by flying to Paris or the Eiffel Tower, not by doing something in an office.
I love it. And then you all saw and did you give him hugs and kisses and was it beautiful, Sam?
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
Cute. Do you see how high-pitched my voice goes when I'm talking about proposals?
Sam, cute with
a
slight twinge of cringe in
there.
No! Nah, not cringy.
Yeah, just stop being a hater of love. Thanks for your call, Sam.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, get the gold pen out because you and I, we're getting the car today and we're going to Ballarat. A A retiree, listen to this, over the weekend has found a 2-kilogram gold nugget. You heard that right, 2 kilograms.
Does he know that it's real gold?
Yes, he does.
Like, what if it's just a like a golden gay time? Well, he thinks it's...
It really isn't, because he took it into a gold man, to the gold man in Ballarat, whatever his name is.
The gold man.
Yeah, the gold man.
Mr. Gold.
Gold Ballarat. It's an actual store.
Stop it.
The gold man, his name is Mark Day. The guy hadn't slept for 3 days, the guy that found it, and he came in shaking when he gave it to him. It is worth $130,000. However...
That's so cute.
He's already had offers over $160,000 for this gold nugget.
When you say he hadn't slept in 3 days, is that because he was so excited?
Yes, he was beyond excited. So he bought an actual one of those scanners, you know, that you see people go out and about with.
Yeah.
And when he saw it, it started beeping. And what he actually found was a bullet in the ground. So he got the bullet. And he's like, why is it? It's still beeping. So he took the bullet out and it kept beeping like crazy and wouldn't stop. So he kept digging because he's like, something's going on here. And he dug a bit more. Next minute, 2-kilogram gold nugget.
How deep down was it, do we know?
No, it was only a couple of inches deep. It wasn't too bad. He was a retiree. He wasn't with a, he didn't have a shovel or anything. He could use his hands to scoop it out. This is after just a few, a couple of months ago, we spoke about the young girl in Bendigo that found the $30,000 nugget. There's something in the water right now around here. And I reckon you and I were either heading to Ballarat, or if you can't be bothered, let's at least go to Rushworth and start having a look.
Yeah.
Especially with this weather this morning, the rain, feel like it's unearthing gold nuggets everywhere.
True. You know me, I've always been a fan of nugs, like chicken and otherwise.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I were to go digging and find a nugget, I would not show up to work tomorrow.
$130,000, would you call that life-changing?
Yes. Have you seen how much I earn?
Oh, I know. That's about, you know, one-tenth of your salary. But a nugget in Ballarat, $130,000, I wouldn't call life-changing, though. It'd be great. I wouldn't be whinging.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were the richest man in Shepparton.
Oh, I'd be stoked.
Jeez. All right, money bag. You can pay for lunch next time we go out.
It's not even a house.
It's
a third of your smallest house in Shep.
Yeah, but it's rental for like 3 years.
Yeah, you'll take
longer
that.
Longer than that.
Like I said, I'm not whinging about it.
Yeah.
First of all, we have to find it. But what's happening? It's 2019. Why is there all this gold still around? I thought it would have all been found during the gold rush.
Yeah, you and me both. Well, is it still... I don't know how gold works. Like, does it still get made by the earth?
Yeah, of course it does. What do you think? There's some little man that sits underneath the ground that's sifting and turning gold.
Well, I don't get how a nugget works. You know, like...
It's just a mineral. How does a diamond work?
I don't know. I don't know how any of it works.
I actually do know how a diamond works. Someone told me the other day it's glass that's been pressurized so much it turns into a diamond. Yes, exactly right. Same with gold, Ellie. It's just a mineral, I guess.
Science chat.
Some things are just there. I dropped out of science in year 10.
Yeah, I hate science. It's the worst. Anyway, that is fascinating stuff. If the man in Ballarat happens to be up this way and he's listening, I'm going to do what I always do when we talk about people who win money and say, can I have some, please?
Or get to work and let's go to Rushworth today and have a little look in the forest and try and look for some ourselves, Ellie.
Rushy,
come on.
We're coming for you.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.